Sheriff Walt McNeil says a similar ceasefire initiative worked great in another town with a gun violence problem, Jacksonville, Florida.
They were able to take some 400 or more weapons off the streets of that community, and we think we can have similar success here in our community.
Locally, private and public sector sponsors have already kicked in some $20,000 that will allow the Crime Stoppers tip line, headed by Sharon Ofwani, to offer $1,000 for every seized weapon.
Crime doesn't pay, but we do.
And Tori Hanna, whose 17-year-old son, God Be Honors student Nicholas Doss, was shot to death on New Year's Eve 2014, hopes this effort will spare other parents the grief she feels every day.
So I'm asking the community, let's not wait until it hits home. Let's not wait until it hits our neighbor's child or the child down the road. Let's get involved right now.
For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.